I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you know anything about folk music from the Balkans, then you know this group. That's an ensemble called Le Mystère des Voix Bulgares. This choir of 20 women from Bulgaria is the best known in the genre, but they're not the only ones who perform it, as The World's Alex Galifant found out in Brooklyn, New York.
This is the sound of Black Sea Hotel, comprised of four young, professional American women in Brooklyn. The four of them could have picked any hobby they liked: tap dancing, rock climbing, metalwork. But they picked traditional Balkan folk singing. And I should correct myself here. Hobby is completely the wrong word. Black Sea Hotel know what they're doing.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, I'm Sarah. How are you?
Alex, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
That's Sarah Small.
Oh, do you want my shoes? Shoes off down here?
Oh, no, you're fine.
She leads me upstairs to her apartment, where the group's holding a rehearsal.
Okay.
Sarah's a professional photographer by trade. The walls are covered in beautiful prints. But today the kitchen table is strewn with mugs of tea and scraps of sheet music.
We do a combination of two things. One, take some larger pieces that are traditional, that people know from Le Mystère des Voix, for example, like Dragones Levea, which is something we sing, but we've made it into a four-voice arrangement rather than a big choral piece. And then we take traditional, you know, melodies, you know, folk melodies that we've learned when we traveled in Bulgaria, bring them back, and then make contemporary arrangements of them as well.
How many times have you been to Bulgaria? Like, together or individually?
Together, just once.
Yeah.
Joy Radish, yoga teacher and theatre professional by day, says Black Sea Hotel doesn't rely on physical trips to the Balkans.
There's a Balkan camp that happens every year, and, you know, there are vaults and vaults of, like, field recordings that we're starting to be able to, like, extract melodies, I think, better than we used to be able to. Like, I know, at least for myself, it sounded completely alien, like a wall of sound that I couldn't decipher or dissect.
Mm-hmm. Deciphering that alien landscape is a shared responsibility. Each singer contributes arrangements and compositions. But Corinna Snyder acts as the group's unofficial dramaturg.
In a lot of Eastern Europe, there's a tradition of folk choruses where the singers themselves are kind of ethnomusicologists. They go out and find music from their region, they represent their region, and they bring it back, and the composers do things with it. So we've worked with a couple singers who come from that background.
Here's an example, something from their repertoire, a song called Večeranjo.
So Večeranjo is Macedonian, and it says, hey, let's, it's a mother talking to her son, saying, hey, let's get going, finish up your food, we got to go. The road's bumpy and long, and it goes through the Turkish village, and there's Gyorgy going to be there with a big bottle of rakia standing in the doorway, and he's going to take our girl up and take her away, so let's get moving.
Watching the women of Black Sea Hotel sing around the kitchen table, you realize just how physically intense it is to perform this music.
You literally, it makes your head buzz. You can hardly hear where you are and where the chord is and where the other singer is. It's really physical music.
And it's the head buzzing as well. Is it to do with, you know, the way the sound is produced as well?
It also is where it resonates in the front of your face instead of in the back.
Yeah, there's
all
very
resonance
much
in your sinus.
The resonation of this music.
The resonance, just the actual, like, the dissonant chords and so forth.
True.
You know, you've finessed the tuning of a song when you've been working on it, when you have the physical sensation in the room.
Yeah, totally.
You can feel the way that the notes interact. You can actually feel them in the air.
That last voice belongs to the fourth member of Black Sea Hotel, Willa Roberts.
I started singing this stuff in a Middle Eastern Balkan ensemble at the College of Santa Fe in New Mexico. And at first, I play violin. So at a certain point, there was a three-part harmony song, and I said, can I try that one low line, please? And I tried, and it was like the most bold thing I'd ever done. I was hooked immediately, and I've always loved the music, but before then I had never dreamt that I could sing it. Brede yane mori brede lio, brede yane brede lio, brede yane mori brede lio, brede yane brede lio. Snoshi de mori serden doi de odovsi te yo kosi te. Nesi oide mori pravo dom, nesi oide pravo dom. Naisi oide mori na chesh mata kot momite.
This song is about a group of village girls teasing a local shepherd because he's still single. They sing, "The aunties you used to date are all married with kids." Harsh Balkan words. Black Sea Hotel performs at Joe's Pub in New York City tomorrow night. That's a pretty prestigious venue, and the concert will be a kind of professional coming out for Corinna Snyder.
All right, I have the boringest job. I do large corporate training programs at an enormous consulting firm.
Wow, and like, do your colleagues, do they know?
Okay, this is the first show I've actually, and I've worked at this place for 8 years, and this is the first show that I've invited people to. And
no way, really?
Well, we'll see.
They're going to be like so it. Blown away.
That's yeah, gonna it's going to be interesting. Magdalene o Mari Malka Mome.
For the world, I'm Alex Galifant in New York. Nego gorish mari mene morish. Magdaleno mari malka mome. Digni oči mari pogledni me. Magdaleno mari malka mome. Digni oči mari pogledni me. Da ti vidja mari bjalo lice. Bialo lice mari černi oči, da ti vidja mari bialo lice.
We've got more about Black Sea Hotel at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit Podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.